Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's the whole team!
And we are off. Lots of football. First full football weekend of the year. High school, college, and pro. And, of course, the folks that you turn to listen to all of your football fix, that's us. And we're here, the number one show in the state of Georgia, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Your Ware County Gators lost again last night.
Is that where you want to start?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I hype this thing up, and then you just drag it in the toilet.
I said your Ware County Gators lost again last night to Coffey.
I didn't graduate from Ware County.
Oh, apparently you're a member of the Booster Club. You may be an officer. I don't know.
I try to build this thing up, and then he just tears it to the ground. I'm ending all negativity, man.
All I said was your Ware County Gators lost last night to Coffey County, a team that you said would only win three games this year, but they're already 3-0 on the season.
It's going to be a bad ending to their season.
So they're going to go on a losing streak.
Seven in a row, baby.
Your Ware County Gators, 1-2. Here's a quote, listeners. Jason Bishop said 3 weeks ago on this show.
He keeps up with how long ago I say things.
Oh, because it goes down. I mean, these are quotes that you say. 3 weeks ago on this show, as we're closing, trying to get off the air, the Ware County Gators have the best starting 22 people in the state of Georgia. Best 22 starters in the state. Obviously not if they're 1-2 on the season. Now let's get into talking about some high school football. I've laid the foundation here. Now we're ready to go.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, by Shell and Hogan, and by Golden Isles Pharmacy.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altam Avenue. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And, yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at GoldenIslesPharmacy.com.
You can catch any of this show that you might have missed, TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. It will stream on demand 24/7. Be sure to get to Twitter, Bishop_show, to vote on any polls that may go up today. I can see it's probably going to be a good poll day with the mood that Kip Branch has walked in here with.
I'm just stating facts. I'm stating things that have been said on this show. You can interpret that as negativity, but I'm just saying things that you say on this show. Our listeners, they're smarter than me, so they understand completely some of the things that you say.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes, they do. Let's get to some of the scores. Last night, Lowndes County, 38-7 winners over Parkview.
Big win.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
huge
it is.
Win. Huge. Statement win around the state of Georgia.
Sure enough. Tiff, 37-13 over Worth. The Coffey County Trojans beat the aforementioned Ware County Gators 21-7. Veterans beats Baldwin 33-23. Dutchtown throws an upset 19-17 over Crisp. Appling 40-20 over Charlton. Brantley County, the 2-0 Brantley County Herons.
2-0.
28-14 over Atkinson. Southeast Bullock making some noise. 35-7 winners over Tatnall. Clinch County gets 5 turnovers from Brooks and beats them 38-14. Jeff Davis, 53-0 over East Lawrence.
Okay.
Go ahead. What?
I mean, Jeff Davis looks pretty impressive so far until they get into their region schedule.
Okay. Vidalia throws an upset themselves, 24-21 over ECI.
That's an impressive win right there.
Valdosta, 54-34 over Columbia.
Cats are 3-0 and look like the team to beat in Region 1-6A this year.
Colquitt 45-3 over Thomasville. An upset last night. Jones County over Northside 56-34. And the biggest upset of the night, Peach County, AAA Peach County, 40. Lee County, 6A Lee County.
Number one.
The number one team in 6A goes down to AAA Peach County, and they didn't go down by an eyelash. They got thumped 40-17.
So AAA in the state of Georgia, Peach County has opened the season with a win over Northside Warner Robins, and they backed that up and beat Lee County. They beat two Region 1 6A teams in back-to-back weeks. So go ahead and probably factor them into a trip to the Dome right now in AAA.
And those are 6A programs that aren't just bottom feeders in 6A.
No, they're top 10 teams.
Yeah, those are state championship contenders that Peach has beaten.
Well, apparently Northside's a little down. They're giving up 56 points. But Lee County, there won't be a more impressive victory in the state of Georgia last night than that Peach County win over Lee County. That's probably the most impressive win in the state last night.
So in this show still to come, we have the college football pick'em segment. That will be next. We can review also next Kip's butt hurt segment later in the show.
Butt hurt list.
My high school football power rankings.
Oh, this should to be come later. Class. That's comedy gold every week.
And we'll talk some NFL in this show. Got a lot of football to get to. Of course, Hurricane Dorian misplaced a lot of football games last night. Glenn, Frederica, Camden, Brunswick, Richmond Hill, Wayne, all the coastal teams, all the Savannah teams, none of them got on the field.
Yeah, and Brunswick makes up the Glenn County teams make up their games next week. Before we go to break, though, the Atlanta Braves 9-game lead in NL East over the Washington Nationals.
That's over.
It's over.
The division is the Atlanta Braves division. Washington can't lose another game to Atlanta to even have a chance.
If Braves get a 4-game sweep, they're done. They're fighting for the wild card.
Well, reel that poll back in for a minute. We're only going into game 3.
Go to game 3. But the worst the Nats can do is split the series and leave out of there 7 games back where they started.
Well, I was going to say, which is right where they came in at. You know, I want to talk about the Coffee County Trojans for a minute. That's an impressive win last night because Ware County's a really good football team.
That's 22 in the state.
And Coffee County took them down. Granted, the game was in Douglas and Coffee was at home, but that was an impressive win over an impressive team for their third win of the year.
3-7.
It's going to be a downward slide from here.
3-7. That's what you said about the Trojans.
I picked Coffee County to go 3-7.
Wow.
Granted, they've won 2 of the games I picked them to lose.
Yes. This is what I deal with every Saturday, folks. Coffee County, 3-7. Ware County, best 22 players in the state, starters. New coaching staff, I knew they were going to struggle a little bit.
Camden County will take a W in the form of a forfeit last night from, I think they were ready to play the game. The team from Atlanta wasn't really comfortable coming down, so they just forfeited the game and gave the win to Camden.
Because they've seen the box score from the previous 2 weeks. I wouldn't be comfortable, too, rolling down to Chris Gilman Stadium. No.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest. Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Song of the 1980s right there.
Which you still live in.
That's a good decade, man. I wish that big hair would come back like the 80s.
You wish any hair would come back.
Nice. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Willie Taggart, I hear Target is hiring. Can things get any worse for Tennessee? Oh, yeah. Their coach is still Jeremy Pruitt. The Antonio Brown Circus has come to town. I say interception machine. You say Mitchell Trubisky. Medvedev, the best bad guy ever. Ayo. It's over. Braves will win the East. No evidence that Nike paid Zion. Obviously, they didn't really look at that. You can't spell Freddie Freeman without MVP. Well, maybe you can, but still, Freddie Freeman, MVP. Texas A&M will beat Clemson. Why is Florida still ranked inside the top 15? Missouri, the SEC should take your membership card. Don't laugh, Tennessee. You should forfeit yours, too. Clemson, perfect season. Write this down. I will win my fantasy league. And these are my thoughts.
Well, who is your fantasy quarterback?
I've got Deshaun Watson as my backup.
Okay.
Kyler Murray is my third string.
Okay.
And my starter, give me a minute, I got to think, Mahomes.
Okay, he's my starter, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about my chances, too.
The guy that won, this is the first year I've played in this league, the guy that won the league last year who runs the league has Antonio Brown on his team. Might not be a good year for him.
Might not be, but might better scour the waiver wires for a wide receiver tomorrow.
We'll get on to the college football pick'em, but first, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Peachtree Pest Control, M&B Liquors, and by Georgia Sea Grill.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right. And M&B Liquors has everything you need with a large selection. And if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there, too. with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally, family-owned and operated since 1985. What a great decade. Off exit 29 on Interstate I-95.
Good Lord. Okay.
All right. That's a read, man.
All right. College football. No, that's no. Great decade is not in the read, I promise you. College football pick 'em. All right. So here we go. Boise State. I'll take Boise State over Marshall in a close game. I'm thinking something like 14-7.
Yeah, since they played last night, I bet you would. Probably on your track record, you need some correct picks.
21, yeah. Syracuse at Maryland. I'm taking the Terps in an upset at home.
No, I'm taking Syracuse. They're outside of Clemson. They may be the only bright spot in the ACC.
Army at number 7, Michigan, Michigan.
I want Army to give them fits like they gave Oklahoma fits last year, but they're not going to win in Ann Arbor, but I want Michigan and Jim Harbaugh with his loud mouth to sweat a little bit.
Cincinnati at number 5, Ohio State. Justin Fields isn't beating Cincinnati because they're a very good football team. Cincinnati goes into Columbia and gives the Buckeyes an L.
It comes on at 12 noon. And we'll know by 3:30 that you're already going to have a bad week predicting. So Ohio State close over Cincinnati.
Rutgers at number 20, Iowa, Iowa.
Iowa, easily.
Northern Illinois at 13, Utah, Utah.
Utah might be the team to beat in the Pac-12.
Central Michigan at 17, Wisconsin. I'm a big believer in the Badgers. I've said this all along, that the Badgers are a very good football team. They'll win big today over Central Michigan.
This is the same Badgers you picked to get blown out by South Florida last week, right?
They won 49-0 that game.
Yeah, that you picked them to get blown out in. I'll take Wisconsin as well.
25, Nebraska at Colorado. I'll take Colorado at home in an upset.
I'm taking Colorado, too. I'm not a believer in Nebraska. I like Scott Frost, but I'm not a believer in the Huskers yet.
Texas A&M, number 12, at number 1, Clemson. Number 1, Clemson wins going away.
I want Texas A&M to go in and play tough, but I got a feeling that the Aggies are going to roll in there today and lay a big fat egg. I'll take Clemson by 2 touchdowns.
Murray State at Georgia. Let me tell you something right now. The first team to get to 28 points in this game will win.
Georgia 52-6.
New Mexico State at Alabama, same scenario, first team to 28 wins.
Alabama 55-7.
Northern Colorado at Washington State, I'll take Washington State.
I'll take Washington State too, one of my favorite coaches. Please fire whoever you need to in the SEC and get Mike Leach in this conference.
South Dakota at number 4, Oklahoma. I'll take Oklahoma.
I'll take Oklahoma. People are saying Jalen Hurts could be the third straight Heisman winner from Oklahoma.
We'll see. 18, UCF at Florida Atlantic. This will be a blowout. UCF big.
Yeah, UCF will beat them probably 49-36 in some kind of pinball game score.
Number 6 at number 9, Texas. I see this game as a matchup of defensive and offensive lines. I don't think Texas will be able to run the ball against LSU. I don't think Texas can protect Ellinger. LSU will be able to protect Joe Burrow. LSU, close game.
LSU's running a new spread offense, and we'll see if Coach O is going to be patient if they run into a little adversity and pack it, see if he'll pack it in and just run the football. Either way, I think LSU has more talent in Texas, and talent wins out in close games.
Nevada at 16, Oregon. I'll take the Ducks.
Ducks. They should have beat Auburn last week, but they didn't. Jason Bishop picked Oregon. I picked Auburn, by the way. And Oregon will win today against Nevada.
How do you remember that?
I mean, you should remember. Our listeners remember.
Tennessee Martin at 11, Florida. I'll take the Gators.
Gators.
Western Michigan at 19, Michigan State. Michigan State.
I'll take Michigan State as well.
Buffalo at Penn State, 15, Penn State.
I'll take Penn State.
Tulane at number 15, Auburn. I'll take Auburn.
This is going to be a tough game. Tulane's not a bad team. This could be a little close for comfort for Auburn, but they'll pull it out.
23, Stanford at USC. I'll take the Trojans at home.
I don't know why I'm picking USC, but I am. And we'll be back here next week saying, why did we pick those jokers? Yeah, I'll pick USC, and they're going to make a they're going to fold. I know it. I feel it, but I'm picking them anyway.
Cal at 14, Washington. I'll take the Huskies.
I'll take the Huskies as well. They're a pretty good football team.
Huskies are going to win the Pac-12, by the way. SEC, West Virginia at Missouri. I'm taking West Virginia.
I'll take Missouri at home. West Virginia, new coaching staff. I don't think they're ready yet.
Vanderbilt at Purdue. I'm taking Vandy.
I'm going to take Purdue, but I teetered on this one. Vandy's, we're going to find out that Vandy's a good football team.
That's the difference between you and I. I'm not afraid to pull the trigger.
I mean, they're not beating Purdue at Purdue.
Charleston Southern at South Carolina, South Carolina.
Will Muschamp, memo, you better start winning some games, brother. You're a good coach, but, man, you have the worst luck of anybody I've ever seen.
Southern Miss. Southern Miss at Mississippi State. I'll take the Bulldogs.
I'll take Mississippi State as well.
BYU at Tennessee. If Tennessee drops this game, Jeremy Pruitt can be officially filing for a job with Willie Taggart at Target.
Mm. If Tennessee loses this game, then, ooh. I just don't know. I'm going to pick Tennessee. I hope they... I don't know, man. We're going to get to Tennessee in the next segment and spend some time on them.
Okay. Eastern Michigan at Kentucky, I'll take the Wildcats.
I'll take Kentucky. They didn't look good last week, but I'll take them today.
ACC games, a bunch of games everybody cares about.
Who,
so we'll just
made
fast,
this schedule up?
Fast fire through these. Ohio with Pitt.
Pitt.
Old Dominion, Virginia Tech.
VT.
Virginia Tech. Western Carolina, NC State.
NC State.
South Florida at Georgia Tech.
Georgia Tech.
I'm taking South Florida in that game.
You're believing. Charlie Strong looks lost on the sidelines, man. Really. He's lost it.
Richmond, Boston College. I'll take BC.
BC.
Florida State against Louisiana Monroe at home. Florida State better win.
Monroe beat Arkansas a few years ago, by the way.
NC A&T at Duke.
North Carolina A&T at Duke. Wow, Duke will beat them. Duke didn't look bad against Alabama for a half last week.
Eastern Kentucky at Louisville.
Louisville is a surprise team. They looked a lot better than I thought they were going to be against Notre Dame. So they might not. They may go bowling this year.
Big game in the ACC. Miami at North Carolina. I'll take the Canes.
I'm going to take Mack Brown and the Heels at home. They're the underdog. I'm taking Carolina in an upset.
That's crazy.
We'll see.
Yes, we will. On the next segment, we will get to Kip's Butthurt segment. That's become a very popular segment here on The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch.
The Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, the Bryce Harpers of sports radio. Overrated and overpaid, but they look good on a poster.
You have known Fox's Pizza downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook. When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop.
the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Although Southeast Georgia was spared by Hurricane Dorian for the most part, the storm did cause a lot of havoc when it came to Friday night lights. Glenn, Camden, and Frederica all had their games canceled. The Brunswick MCA game will be played next Friday, and the Wayne-Richmond Hill game will be made up on November the 1st. Meanwhile, the Coffee County Trojans took down the Ware County Gators 21-7, and Brantley improved to 2-0 on the season, beating Atkinson 28-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check your local listings for the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch in an area near you.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Jason, I don't know what he's doing. He's still upset about Ware County losing the Coffee, so he's wandering around the studio like he's just wandering through a desert.
I was doing something on Facebook Live, and Kip saved the show.
Mm.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, brought to you by Sea Palms Coastal Realty, by Nat's Landing, and by Southern Hardware.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it, from mowers to trailers to case knives. You will find it all at Southern Hardware, locally owned and operated since 1987. What a great year. Right now, you'll find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. The best prices around on Bad Boy Echo, Aluminum, all your name brand mowers, Southern Hardware.
What was that?
You threw this on. This is new today. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992. Bad boy mowers.
Good read. Way to butcher it.
I did butcher that one.
All right, so this is the segment where Kip does his butt hurt list. It's a very popular list. He says it's interactive. It's actually
a
hostile takeover of the show by Kip Branch. So let's give Kip his personal due and allow him to take the show over in his own way.
The butt hurt list this week. Number five, Jason, 9 games back now after coming to Atlanta with hope, the Washington Nationals. They came in. You know, you could see it on their faces last night when Shane Green shut them down in the ninth inning. You could tell it was over. The Nationals and their fans. Wild card, that's all you can hope for now. Number four on the butt hurt list, 6 games back at a final wild card spot in the American League, the Boston Red Sox. How do you go from World Series champions to 6 games out in the wild card? It's beyond me. Second highest payroll in baseball. Maybe third highest. I don't know. Dodgers and the Yankees have a high payroll, but the Red Sox, 6 games out of the wild card spot in the American League.
The Red Sox seem to be a constant in your list.
They are. I mean, they're probably the most disappointing team in baseball this year.
Okay.
Number three, Jason, on the butt hurt list, the Chicago Bears offense. You go from the Bears off Mitchell Trubisky.
Can you spell Mitchell Trubisky without MVP?
You can spell it without about to not be a starter if these things keep up in Chicago. The Bears, Super Bowl defense, middle school offense. Number two on the butt hurt list, the South Carolina Gamecock football program. You blow a 20-9 lead against North Carolina in Charlotte in a stadium that you couldn't sell out. How do you not sell out a game in Charlotte between North Carolina and South Carolina?
Nobody cares.
I mean, really?
No one cares.
Nobody
about either
showed
one of those
up to
programs.
The game.
No.
Wow. I mean, Charlotte's 75. Charlotte's 90 miles from Columbia, and Chapel Hill's not much further. And you can't sell out a game. And supposedly a rival game. South Carolina folds down the stretch. They lose 20-9. Jake Bentley's out for 6 or 8 weeks with a broken foot. They're going to start a backup quarterback today against Charleston Southern. Gamecock Nation's down in the dumps. Their schedule's brutal. You still got Alabama, Georgia, Texas A&M, and Clemson down the stretch. Last week was the game you needed to win, guys. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, the South Carolina Gamecocks. And number one, and I'm about to spend some time on these clowns. Number one this week, the Tennessee Volunteers. How in the world do you lose at home to Georgia State? Tennessee, you're one of the blue bloods of the SEC, second most wins all time in the conference, tied with Georgia for the second most conference championships at 13, and you lose at home, favored by 26 points to Georgia State, and got beat down.
And it's not like Georgia State is this perennial power in the lower classifications or a non-Power 5. They're a Division I school. They're an FBS school. They're playing a non-Power 5 conference, and they were 2-10 last year.
2-10. Never have beaten a Power 5 team until last week.
Well, granted, the program's only been around since 2010.
But they beat Tennessee in Knoxville.
Yes, they did.
And Jeremy Pruitt, I heard all offseason, oh, how things have changed and not going to be changing in Knoxville this year. Kids are buying in. We're getting that Tennessee toughness back. Blah, 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 blah. It sounds like that teacher on Charlie Brown.
Right. This down.
Okay.
In 2020, the Orange Pumpkin will be back on the sideline.
If they lose to BYU and start out like and lose to Florida and Georgia, the Pumpkin could be back on the sidelines in October by the third Saturday in October when they play Alabama.
You might be right.
Which may be the grand design anyway.
Well, why hire him? Why not just give himself the job?
Ego. Now he's going to be viewed as a savior if he comes in and saves this thing midseason.
When he still had been viewed as a savior, who was there before? Butch Davis? Butch Davis.
Butch he's Jones.
Whatever.
Whatever. Derek Dooley, Lane Kiffin have been all coaches at Tennessee since Phil has stopped walking the sidelines there. But you know what? You had Peyton Manning. You couldn't win a national title. He won one with T. Martin in 98.
I was just about to throw that out there.
And, you know, Tennessee, I've been down on Tennessee since Fulmer and Company in Knoxville backstabbed Johnny Majors back in 1992 and got him fired. Johnny Majors took that program in 1977 and built it into a world-class college football program. They stabbed him in the back. He got lucky and got a Manning in there, the quarterback, and he's rode those coattails. I'm not a big fan of Fulmer, I'll be honest with you.
He won a national championship without Peyton.
That's right. And he couldn't beat Spurrier consistently at Florida. So I don't know what the big deal is about
Nobody
Tennessee.
In the SEC could beat Spurrier consistently.
No, not in those days.
Mm-mm.
I mean, Florida was the big dog in the conference in the
90s. And now they can't even find a quarterback.
Well, they got one that's going to hang 50 on everybody.
For here throughout the rest of the year.
Rest of the year. I mean, that's Tim Tebow-esque. You remember when Tebow made the big speech in 08?
And that's kind of what that's kind of what I feel like he's trying to do.
Well, when you're looking at your schedule and you got Auburn and you got LSU and you got Georgia on the schedule with probably three of the top five defenses in the SEC. You're not hanging 50 on those guys, so it just makes no sense.
We're going to make that a Twitter question. Will Philip Fulmer be coaching Tennessee by next year? You can find that on twitter.com, Bishop_show.
I hope he does.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, southernhardwareinc.com, 912-267-7992.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive, or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Summer is here, and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, it's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, and now is that time. The Jason Bishop High School Football Power Rankings. But before we get to it, this segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Cunningham Jewelers and by Fox's Pizza.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they have you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have a birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com. Also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
All right, so this is a very popular segment now. This is, I'll explain the parameters before I get started.
There's no explaining these parameters.
I am ranking these teams according to what they have done within their schedule and their schedule alone. By no stretch of the imagination am I saying that because Team X is ranked ahead of Team Y, and if they play game Team Z, that they would be able to beat X team or Y team or even Z team. It's only what they've done within their schedule. Make sense?
No.
Good. At number 10, that's where we'll start with this. At number 10, the Appling County.
Appling County Pirates. That's their mascot.
I couldn't think of it.
The Pirates.
The Appling County Pirates.
There you go.
At number 10.
They're undefeated.
At number 9.
All right.
The Brantley County Herons.
Brantley jumps up a spot this week. 2-0. Beat Charlton.
At number 8, Irwin County. Who last week was number 5.
And they dropped. They must have had a bye week.
They had a bye week. At number 7, let's do that first.
Okay.
Last week, 10 Brantley County, 9 Jeff Davis, 8 Toombs, 7 South Effingham, 6 Coffee, 5 Irwin, 4 Pierce, 3 Camden, 2 Lowndes, 1 Valdosta. That's last week.
All right.
This week to this point, we've got 10 Appling, 9 Brantley, 8 Irwin, and 7 Pierce. They dropped 3 spots.
Pierce drops 3 spots. It's starting to fall out of your rankings.
at number six, Clinch County.
Clinch jumps back in after not being ranked last week.
Had a good win.
They beat Brooks 38-14, so they jump in at number six this week.
Moving up four spots, Jeff Davis at number five.
Wow.
Falling down from three to four.
I have a clarification question real quick,
okay,
if you don't mind.
No.
So Clinch didn't make the poll last week because they had a bye.
Correct.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. Irwin drops three spots because they had a bye week, but they don't drop completely out of the poll. Correct?
Correct.
All right. I'm just trying to get that's a
you gotta look, clarifying question. You got to look at who the teams have beaten.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Jeff Davis at number five.
Sliding down one spot from three to four is Camden.
Camden, who a team was afraid to show up and play last night.
Moving up, the biggest jump of the night. Well, actually, it's not. It's only three spots. From six to three, the Coffee County Trojans.
The 3-7 Coffee County Trojans are number three in your poll?
Well, they got three wins right now.
Right. Wow.
At number two, last week they were number two. Or excuse me, last week they were
number
one.
So Lowndes dropped.
The Valdosta Wildcats.
Valdosta drops. Okay.
And the number one team in the Jason Bishop power rankings, which really ended up being really, really sloppy. We'll clean it up in a minute. The Lowndes County Vikings.
Okay. Lowndes one, Valdosta two. Ooh, that's going to be a good game this year with them two. Coffee number three, Camden four, Jeff Davis at five. Clinch at six, Pierce at seven, Irwin County at eight, and you got Brantley and Appling rounding out the top ten.
It's a pretty solid poll.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. Jeff Davis won't be in the poll much longer, but
Jeff Davis is undefeated.
Give them their due.
3-0.
They're 3-0.
And they blew somebody out last night, East Lawrence.
Like I said, that's like playing Sisters of the Poor. But
53 points.
Jeff Davis, right now. They're in this poll, number five, like it's some kind of baseball poll, but it's football season, so they're up there.
10 Appling, 9 Brantley, 8 Irwin, 7 Pierce, 6 Clinch, 5 Jeff Davis, 4 Camden, 3 Coffee, 2 Valdosta, and the number one team in Jason Bishop's power rankings, the Lowndes County Vikings this week.
You're doing better. That might be the best poll you've come up with yet.
Well, I've had a lot of good ones. It's tough to compare.
Yeah, this, you know, you can defend this one a little better than you can the others.
I don't think any of them have ever needed defending.
Yeah, they have.
Now dropping out of the poll, South Effingham and Toombs County for this week.
Okay, they must have had bye week.
They did. They didn't play.
Okay, and South Effingham is fixing to drop out of everybody's poll here in the next when they start getting into the meat of that schedule. That's just how it is. There'll be some long, you know, I know you're itching to put Bullock Academy and Southeast Bullock back into this poll. Frederica will probably get back in here sooner or later. You know, Glen Academy, Wayne County, I don't know, you know, Hurricane Dorian caused them not to be in the poll, I guess.
Yeah, we haven't seen Wayne yet.
Yeah.
They haven't made an appearance in the poll yet.
Yeah, Richmond Hill.
We've seen them. They've been in the poll once.
Yeah, I think they play Camden next week.
It's going to be a big opportunity for Richmond Hill to get back in.
Which means they won't be in the poll next week.
They will if they win.
Yeah, they're not going to win.
Or maybe. It just kind of depends on whatever. Just because you go out and beat a Camden.
They're not beating Camden.
Well, just because they go out and beat a Camden doesn't mean that you're automatically going to. I do this fairly.
Yeah.
I give the 7A teams just as much respect as I give the single-A privates.
Okay. But Lowndes, Valdosta, going to be the Wintersville Classic should be a dandy one this year. Should be a good one. Coffee. Wow, they're number three in your poll now. Not much respect for them in the preseason, but they've climbed to number three. Clinch is going to be in any power poll. Irwin's going to be there. We'll see if Brantley can stay. The Herons are 2-0 right now.
They're a juggernaut.
We'll see if they can stay.
Write this down.
Oh, boy.
Brantley County, 2-0 undefeated.
Right.
I can't do it.
No, they're not beating Pierce.
I just can't do it.
They're not winning that region.
I was going to say they'll finish undefeated. But I can't.
No, they got Appling, they got Pierce, they got a bunch of juggernauts they got to play.
I have standards.
Yeah, you want to do it.
But I have standards. I can't.
Mm.
I take this very seriously.
Camden.
Whatever comes out of my mouth.
You got
I take
Jeff
it
Davis,
very
Brantley,
seriously.
And Appling, all AAA teams ranked in your top 10 from the same region.
It's a good region.
It's a good baseball region.
It's a good football region right now.
It's going
to
play
it's
out.
Not, it's, man, no, that you, they deserve a pat on the back. It's not easy to get into the Jason Bishop High School football power rankings.
Apparently it is because you had Windsor Forest in there a few weeks ago.
Well, they earned their way in.
No, they didn't earn anything. Windsor Forest has not earned anything in football in 40 years.
That week, they earned a number 10 spot in the Jason Bishop Power Rankings.
Where are they now?
You have known Fox's Pizza Downtown for their mouth-watering pizza for years, but don't forget about what's on tap either. With a full selection of craft and independent beers, Fox's Pizza Downtown should be your first and only choice to come in and unwind. Boss Tweed, M43 from Old Nation Brewing Company, and so many more. So stop on in at the corner of Newcastle and Gloucester and enjoy some great food, beer, and people. 912-265-4490 for call ahead, online at foxespizzadowntown.com, and keep up with specials on Facebook.
As a busy wife and mother, I'm all about convenience. If it can make my life a little easier or save me time, well, it's hard to put a price on that. That's one of the things I love most about Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. I can get everything I need, auto, home, life, even banking, all in one place. Throw in a local agent who's always there for me, and that's why I choose Georgia Farm Bureau.
Always the home team. Georgia Farm Bureau Insurance. Visit us online at gfbinsurance.com.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660, and you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Pristine Water is your destination for pools, spas, and pool supplies. From installation to maintenance, Pristine Water is your best choice in all of Southeast Georgia for your next pool or spa. Give Pristine Water a call at 912-264-9233 for a free estimate or stop on in at 166 Key Circle Drive or check Pristine Water out online at pristinewaterandpools.com. And go Pirates!
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. Although Southeast Georgia was spared by Hurricane Dorian for the most part, the storm did cause a lot of havoc when it came to Friday night lights. Glenn, Camden, and Frederica all had their games canceled. The Brunswick MCA game will be played next Friday, and the Wayne-Richmond Hill game will be made up on November the 1st. Meanwhile, the Coffee County Trojans took down the Ware County Gators 21-7, and Brantley improved to 2-0 on the season, beating Atkinson 28-14. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to check your local listings for the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch in an area near you.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Trap, money, penny. This shit got me in my fist. Gotta be real with it.
The first full weekend of football, completely high school, college, and pro. We have discussed college. We've discussed at length high school football because that's what we're really good at. And now we'll get into the NFL. Week two, week one, I'm going to go ahead. Packers, Bears. Bears at home. I like the Packers. I think that they're okay offensively. I don't like the Bears with Mitchell Trubisky at quarterback. I'll take the Packers in that game by seven. We'll say 10-3 game.
Man, you're Nostradamus.
I'm getting good. Getting good at these predictions, man. Getting good at these predictions.
That's good stuff. The Bears better find some solutions on offense is what they need to do. Because that defense is Super Bowl caliber. That offense, man, it doesn't look very good right now.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network brought to you by Georgia Farm Bureau and by Pristine Water.
Some insurance companies seem to think you're only worth 15 minutes of their time. At Georgia Farm Bureau, they know better. Your local Farm Bureau agent will take the time to make sure your coverage is exactly what you need. Georgia Farm Bureau offers a wide range of insurance products, including auto, home, and life, along with fast, fair claim service. They are dedicated to providing you the service you deserve, the expertise you expect, and the peace of mind you need. Come on by and see John Font, Jeff, and Scott at your local Glenn County Farm Bureau. Or give them a call at 912-265-9175.
Our Twitter question of the week, will Philip Fulmer be back coaching the Tennessee Volunteers by 2020?
He may appoint himself as the interim coach. If this train wreck continues in Knoxville, he might pull a Barry Alvarez.
Oh, perfect.
I mean, he could do that.
He's already the AD, though.
Yeah, he could. Who knows? It won't be because the thought hasn't crossed his mind, I'll tell you that.
Chiefs, Jags. Mahomes is my starting quarterback in my fantasy league.
Mine, which
I plan on winning. They go to Jacksonville. I don't think the Jaguars can play with the Chiefs.
Defensively, the Jags are good on defense. Can Nick Foles and this offense do anything?
And that brings me to my next point. Today will be the day, Jaguar fans, where Nick Foles will be exposed as a backup quarterback.
Well, that's, you know, you make a lot of predictions on this show. And fortunately for our listeners, most of them are false. So, yeah, so if you're a Jaguar fan, you can feel pretty good about that prediction.
But rest assured, here's your silver lining. While Nick Foles will be exposed as a second-string quarterback, it's better than what you had with Blake Bortles, who was a third-string quarterback.
He's a backup in L.A. for the Rams.
He's a third-string NFL quarterback.
Okay.
Falcons at Vikings. I'll take the Vikings.
That's my fantasy defense, the Falcons. Can they play enough defense to beat good teams?
They're going to have to in that division.
That's the question that needs answering. Can the Falcons get a pass rush this year?
The most interesting game of the week, in my opinion, Titans-Browns.
That's a game, if you're Cleveland and all the hype surrounding you, that's not the team you want to see on opening week because they can make teams look bad.
If you're in the area for this game, go ahead and get your pillow. Great nap time. Bills-Jets.
Yes. I mean, if that game comes on at 1 o'clock, you'll be asleep by 1:15.
I have the Bills defense in my fantasy league.
You do?
I do.
Okay. All right.
Ravens, Dolphins. I'm taking the Dolphins.
No, I'm taking the Ravens.
No, I'm taking the Dolphins.
Okay. Well, you take the Dolphins.
Write it down.
We do that a lot.
Redskins, Eagles. Eagles.
We're going to find out if the Philadelphia Eagles and Carson Wentz. Can he stay healthy? Is the question.
Rams, Panthers. Cam in a bubble.
Yeah, is Cam going to even play in this game? I'm not sure. I haven't seen the injury report on the Panthers yet, but Cam's been dealing with a lot of nagging injuries in the offseason.
What's the name of the Colts backup quarterback that's now going to be the starter?
Brissett? I don't know.
He gets the opportunity to show that he's an NFL starter today against the Chargers.
Tomorrow, you mean?
What's today?
Saturday.
Tomorrow. What did I say?
Yeah, he's not. The Colts are not beating the Chargers.
Not without Andrew
Luck. Not even within. They weren't beating the Chargers with Andrew Luck.
Bengals, Seahawks, Seahawks.
Seahawks got Jadeveon Clowney. They brought him in just a week or so ago, and they could be pretty stout on defense, but Seahawks could be a team to be reckoned with in the NFC.
Giants, Cowboys, Eli's re-coming out party, Giants win.
No, Eli's coming out party has been, the Eli coming out party was over a decade ago. So, no, they're not beating the Dallas Cowboys.
When you win two Super Bowls, you get to play for as long as you want.
No. He's played long enough. It's no, time for him to go.
No, you brought two Super Bowls to that organization.
He'll be benched
they
by game six.
They owe you. They owe you.
He'll be benched by game six.
49ers, Bucks. That's going to be the worst game of the schedule.
Bucks. Jameis Winston, is he the answer in Tampa Bay?
He's the answer if you're looking for a train wreck.
We'll see.
Lions, Cardinals.
I'm a Lions fan. I'm anxious to see how we do against Kyler Murray tomorrow.
Are you anxious or eager? Because there's a difference.
I'm eager.
See?
I watched the Packers and the Bears the other night, and I wasn't too – if you're a fantasy football owner with Aaron Rodgers, ooh, could be one of those years.
Game of the week, Steelers-Pats. Mm. The Antonio Brownless Steelers.
Which they're probably relieved.
Yeah. By the way, in case you missed it, Antonio, the Raiders have done the unthinkable, and they have voided the guaranteed money of Antonio Brown's contract, $29 million. Antonio Brown went to Instagram this morning and said, release me.
He's probably going to get released.
Yes, he is.
So where does he end up?
New England.
Nah, they won't. Belichick won't put up with his shenanigans.
No, he won't, but he'll try it.
No, he's not going
he'll
to
get
New
him a
England.
Cheat. He'll get him on a cheat for like $10 million.
He'll probably show up somewhere like Kansas City.
Yeah, I can see that too.
Yeah.
Texans, Saints, Broncos, Raiders. We just talked about them. I don't. How much worse can the Raiders be without Antonio Brown? Would he have made that much of a difference to that football team?
I think everybody in the Raiders organization is probably breathing a sigh of relief right now, to be honest with you. Privately, they won't say that publicly, but privately, they're probably saying, good riddance.
That guy's a cancer. Obviously, the stuff was going on in Pittsburgh. They just kept it under wraps a lot better.
They did. I think the Patriots do beat the Steelers, though, in the marquee game.
Okay.
They're the champs.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
If you need it, Southern Hardware has it. From mowers to trailers to case knives, you will find it all at Southern Hardware. Locally owned and operated since 1987. Right now, you will find the lowest prices around on zero-turn mowers and lawn equipment packages. Southern Hardware is the leading volume dealer for the Southeast. Southern Hardware, 3305 U.S. Highway 82, SouthernHardwareInc.com, 912-267-7992.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Golden Isles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldenislespharmacy.com.
Guys, we all screw up from time to time, and that is why Cunningham Jewelers has our back. No matter your budget, they've got you covered. The perfect anniversary gift is right here at Cunningham Jewelers. Does she have her birthday around the corner? Cunningham Jewelers offers gift items, engraving, and so much more. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick. CunninghamJewelers.com, also on Facebook, Instagram, and Pinterest.
Summer is here and it's time to get outside and enjoy the warm weather. But you are not the only one that gets outside when it's warm. Our humid climate is a haven for disease-carrying mosquitoes and countless other unwanted pests like the nasty fire ants. Thank goodness for Peachtree Pest Control. They are prepared to defend your home and property from these annoying pests. Online at peachtreepest.com or 912-265-9700.